Craig Donnelly on board the USS Carl Vinson. I'm talking with machinist, mate, first class petty officer Jose Barraza. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Tell me a little bit about your job on board the Carl Vinson.
The hydraulics LPO, we take care of all the hydraulics. We do anchor windlass, we do steering units, we do all the elevators, the deck edge equipment, the doors. We have divisional doors that we're in charge of. We have a port and starboard boat davits. We also have all the mooring equipment, all the capstans that helps us pull the lines to moor the ships. And we also have the sliding pad ice that helps us tie alongside so we could bring in stores. That's pretty much it.
Petty Officer Barraza is John Donnelly's overseeing officer?
I'm his LPO, yeah. So I'm his supervisor. Pretty much I'm the man that try to plan everything out. Above me there will be a chief, and above the chief will be a division officer for the division. We also have a work center soup. The work center soup will be in charge of assigning all the maintenance that's going to be done for the week. And in that report, Jonathan Donnelly would be in that report, and he will look at that weekly. Mondays, he will come in and see what maintenance has to be done for the week, and if he has any questions on how to accomplish the maintenance. We also have third class petty officers, second class, that assist him in how to do the maintenance. The maintenance is pretty much written in a maintenance requirement card, so he could see, read the maintenance, and he's qualified to do it. So he'll read the steps and omit a step, and that'll help him accomplish the maintenance that he has for the week.
How long have you been in the Navy?
I've been in the Navy 13 years now.
How long have you been on board the Carl Vinson?
A year and 3 months.
Now, you're just coming in from a deployment. Have you been on several deployments in your career?
This is going to be my fourth deployment in my career.
How does this deployment compare to other deployments you've had?
It's a lot different. This has been, for me, the most relaxed deployment. Being a machinist mate, we deal with, we call it the pit, where the main engines, the boilers, we take care of all the main engines. The rate that we do as a machinist mate, our rate is so broad. We take care of so much equipment, and our field is so broad that we could work almost anywhere in the ship having to do machinery. When I first joined, I was in the what we call the pit, when the main engines. So the hours were a lot more vigorous. We were work a rotation where you work 6 hours, you get 6 hours off. And depending on the workload, you will work 6 hours of watch. You do your 6 hours of watch standing, then you work 6 hours, then you do your other 6 hours of watch standing, and then you get one initial 6 hours off. So that's how that would work. So we call it six and six with a work day. So basically you're working 18-hour days and you get 6 hours off. But now with this deployment, it's a lot easier. You know, we call it being a topsider. You deal with auxiliary equipment. We do hydraulics. You have other people that do AC&R. They do trouble calls. You know, if let's say, for instance, you as a passenger feel that you're not getting the adequate air conditioning in your berthing, we'll send an AC&R tech rep to see what the problem is and if they could take care of it. So the division we're in right now, we deal with customer service and pleasing the crew with hotel services. Have you steam, making sure your water is cold, making sure you have ice on the ice machines, and making sure you have hot water when you take a shower. We deal with all that services. We're customer service for the air department, so we make sure that all their elevators are running up and down. So that's what we provide. Every shop is different. Everybody takes care of a different side of the house. So that's what I say. Our rate as a machinist mate is very broad, so we do with a lot of stuff. So, but for me, it's been the most relaxed as far as the work is concerned. We work, for instance, Fireman Donnelly works a rotation we would call 4 and 8. So he goes on watch for 4 hours. He watches the steering units. The steering units is what helps us steer the ship. It gets us from point A to point B. So that's the watch that he stands. The machinery down there, he makes sure that there's nothing wrong with the machinery. He does the maintenance on the machinery down there. and he stands watch 4 hours, then works 8 hours, then goes back on watch for 4 hours. So he does about 12 hours a day of work.
This is a Tiger cruise. Have you ever been on a ship with a Tiger cruise before?
Yes. We usually, end of deployments, we usually do the Tiger cruise. And so we can show our family, hey, this is what I do. You know, a lot of times the family doesn't understand, hey, you know, the stress that we go through. And now you get to see, experience a little bit of, you know, what we go through. You might not get the whole spectrum of what or the realm of what we go through, but at least you get some of it, you know. And the biggest thing that you're probably going to get out of it is being away from home, the distance and the little things that, for instance, right now you're sitting on a chair that might not be comfortable. You might want to be at home sitting on your, you know, recliner watching TV. Instead, you're sitting on a very hard chair and in a lounge with a bunch of guys, you know. But this is what we do on a daily basis, you know. And the people around you become sometimes your best friends and your workers at the same time. You got to learn how to, hey, work together, you play together, and pretty much you do everything together. The camaraderie here, you know, is very big. You got to have that camaraderie to get you by, because if you don't, it's going to stress you out in the long run.
Do you have family back home in the States?
Yes, I have a wife and a daughter. So I have, you know, my mom, my dad. I have, all my family's back home. Some in California, most of my family's in Arizona.
So you're looking forward for 5 more days of coming?
Yes, I'm looking forward to going home. I can't wait.
All right, thanks for your time, Petty Officer Barraza.
Thank you.